So enjoy the discovery of yourselves. And remember, we can only give what we have, in a sense, given to ourselves or accepted ourselves. So if we want to bring love, then we have to love ourselves deeply and completely, absolutely. Accept ourselves with all the muck and everything. And that's part of the package, the emotional vitality, the balancing the homeostasis and the emotional freedom stuff. Loving self-acceptance deeply and completely. But that's only part of it. We need to take that love deep, 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 deep inside of us through the Sun Pop program, through forgiveness, into the ego construct and dissolve it. Transmute it. Purify it. So the light of spirit shines through there. And of course then, and as well, fundamentally and as a priority, we have to love God. We have to love this almighty thing and believe, absolutely, know, beyond belief, we need to know, we need to come from that place within ourselves where we know who we are. We know who we are. And of course, the woman in her sexuality and her orgasm and her exploration of her own being is, you know, on a quest, an ever deepening quest to truly know herself through those feelings, through that orgasm or through that bliss. And from my experiences, and I've had a fair bit of experience with women that have been deeply, deeply wounded, dreadfully abused, incest, rape, all kinds of stuff. What I've experienced is that there's, when you go in the direction of sex and sexuality for an orgasm as a kind of like a goal, an orgasm as a tool which is emphasized for releasing emotional tension and emotional stress, which undoubtedly it does. Deep-seated stuff. But what you have to understand is that as you go through the layers of yourself and you heal, or you address, and you reconcile, and you integrate wounds in yourself and reclaim parts of your sexuality that were wounded years or decades ago, what happens is you go through the layers of yourself into your subconscious and unconscious aspects of your psyche, which is not just you anymore. It's your soul matrix. It's the ancestral connections. It's all the women in the ancestral lineage. So the way your mother was treated sexually, the way your grandmother approached it, the way your great-great-grandmother, great-great-great-grandmother, and everybody. All the way back. And all the men. And then, through our own ancestral lineage, we quite naturally go into this unconscious realm of the human reservoir of all of that stuff. So, in my humble opinion, as a healer and, a facilitator of transformational experience with women, there is no end to this thing. And your wound, as much as you may not like to hear this, but from my experiences, it sits true with me right now. Your wound may never be healed. Because your own personal wound is a portal into the collective wound, into woman's wound, into the mother's wound, into the wound in the feminine soul. And the fact that you have access through that portal within yourself to it automatically charges you with a certain responsibility to heal it. And in order to navigate this and not to be completely overwhelmed by it, because we're talking about overwhelming feelings of pain, We're talking about a tremendous amount of emotional release, emotional grief that is released through the orgasm. A tremendous sorrow and grieving. I've held the woman in my arms for hours and hours and hours and hours, multiple times in my life. Sobbing, sobbing, sobbing. After having the best orgasms ever, literally, of her whole life. Ultimate sexual experiences for her, based on her previous experiences. Nevertheless, and, you know, because of the fact, all of this grief is released. So this is a very, very, very serious subject we're talking about here. And needs to be reclaimed from the realm of porn, the realm of drunken, unconscious lust, the realm of drugs and unconscious lust, and also reclaimed from the dusty religious shame and guilt. Hide it behind closed doors, twisted toxicity realm, where it becomes so distorted that it becomes demonic. AKA the Roman Catholic Church and what so many of the priests get up to with the boys. And the satanic churches and what they get up to with each other and children. These are all reflections of a toxic sexuality that we're all carrying around us in one way or another, because we all have access to it. And we've all contributed to it. If we've been into lust, if we've been into egoic, unconscious sex, of course we've contributed to it. So there's enough of that in the world. What we need is a new way of relating, and it begins with this way of relating to ourselves, relating to God. And then when we relate to the other, when we've gone through these levels of self-love, self-acceptance, self-awareness, and we're into loving God with all our heart, mind, strength, and soul in a real, genuine way, as I've described in these audio files, in this video, and as you're practicing in these things. Then we are able to love another. And as we do that, the circuit is complete. The circuit is complete. When we can love another, when we can bring our love, our pure love, bring our blessings, bring our reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude to another, after going through the levels of ourselves, day after day after day after day after day, then we can truly love. And we can really show up. And instead of being driven by urges and impulses and entities and parasites and God knows what else within us, we can experience and share and discover, perhaps for the first time in our lives, in all honesty, the most beautiful love. And that's what life is, the discovery of the mystery of that, the revealing of the mystery of love within us. That's what life is. That's what we're here to do. That's all we're here to do. That's the whole purpose of life, is to reveal the mystery of love from within ourselves. And this ultimate you package is to allow you to do that. I'm dealing with masculine components, feminine components that completely interface. We have them both. And we need to be well versed in it all. That's what we need to do. And then bring that into our sacred intimacy. Bring it in there. A And of course, communication is a really important part of this whole chapter. And being able to communicate honestly and openly, looking into the eyes of your partner, and being fully present, deeply connected to that part of yourself that is presence itself, being able to share from the presence, meet the other presence coming through this unique individual, and be able to move from there into deeper levels of intimacy. That's what you're looking for. And stress, in all of its disguises, is the natural, perfectly natural response by you to the frustration of not being able to express yourself in that way. Not being able to allow the love that you are to flow in the way that that love is designed to flow through the being that is perfectly designed to flow through into a world that is perfectly designed to receive it. And the consequence of that is, you know, for want of a better term, heaven on earth. It's your perfect life. That's what it all boils down to. So, this whole package, which is very, very simple in its essence, is perfectly complete in the sense that there's enough in this kit to assist you with a complete transformation if you apply diligently 21 days times 2 yourself. Take a week to figure it out, look through everything, figure it all out, and do 49 days altogether focused on it, and magnificent things will happen. Magnificent. Enjoy.